When the Metropolitan Opera came on with Madame Butterfly recently, I began to puzzle about why the opera is so strongly anti-American. In Butterfly, an American naval lieutenant trifles with the heart of a young Japanese woman, ending with her ritual suicide, leaving their baby to him and his new American wife. It turns out that the story originated with a French officer about his own experiences, but Puccini, who wrote the opera, saw a rewritten version, the version that became the basis of the magnificent and tragic love story he was to immortalize in music. My students never like to be confronted with dates, but dates are telling. The original version of Madame Butterfly was finished and performed in 1904. That was shortly after the end of what we call the Spanish-American War, the war that left us with Puerto Rico and, until we gave them independence, the Philippines. America has come to think of itself as Franklin Delano Roosevelt left it, decent and triumphant in the cause of freedom and democracy. The symbols of our battle were drawn by Norman Rockwell, freedom of speech and religion, freedom from want and fear. It was a war for self-preservation. We had been attacked at Pearl Harbor. It was also a moral crusade for democracy, freedom, and the welfare of mankind. Soon after the war, President Truman and Secretary of State George Marshall sprang to the aid of refugees and impoverished people all over Europe with aid and redevelopment. America was a beacon of hope and decency for the world. But more recently, our military involvement in the Middle East and Asia has forced us to look back at our behavior, particularly in the Philippines. After World War II, some Filipinos told me they often thought of the U.S. like the cavalry in a Western movie, massed on a ridge, ready to save them from disaster. That may be a fair portrayal of our role there in World War II, but our part in the Spanish-American War is much less fondly remembered in this country as well as abroad. America's great humorist, Mark Twain, wrote a searing short story about our part in the Spanish-American War, and understanding how hard it would be for Americans to face that reality dictated that it could not be published in his lifetime. During the war in Vietnam, we drove over to Mark Twain's hometown in Missouri and found that his war prayer was his best-selling work in the bookstore. But in the Mark Twain Museum, the war prayer was not to be found. It was still too upsetting for the townspeople. The founders of our country like to refer to what they called the genius of the people, but the American people have stood for very different things at different times. Maybe it's just that different people had more power, or maybe it's that the same people are driven by different motives. The founders had a different thought. There's evil in all of us. But the wages of moral behavior are significant. The America that came off World War II leading the defense and reconstruction of the free world is not automatically the America that is closing itself off from the destinies of everyone we choose not to care about. And the international repercussions will be significant.